Yes, this is the beauty. It's very, very flexible. Yeah, I mean, you can leave and go off traveling and not worry really about your business. I suppose it's only when you get to the very higher levels that you probably need to look at the tax implications, you know, perhaps have a good accountant and so forth. But at the moment, I'm not really in those higher echelons. So, but, you know, for a lot of people, it's just nice to, you know, be earning an extra maybe $500 a month or whatever. Even that sort of amount can make a big difference if someone's trying to pay off, say, a loan on a car or a home. You know, that extra $500 might be very useful for them. As we get older too, we all have to look at how we're going to survive financially. Not everyone has been as lucky as I have with a good home, a wonderful husband, and really have been very lucky in our life. But I know that a lot of people are really looking for that bit of extra income that can just really save them from all the worries that are so prevalent in today's life.
Welcome to this edition of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson. An Australian look at reinventing yourself for retirement and getting yourself retirement ready. It's always fascinating getting to know what people are getting up to in retirement, how they are supplementing their incomes, pensions, where they have chosen to live, how they are filling their time, what charities they are supporting, and what adventures they are having. And we'll also talk to experts in their fields, including investing, health, estate planning, financial advisors, and seniors' health care.
Sometimes we just want to make a little bit of extra money to get by, to pay off a bill a bit more quickly, the mortgage on the house, or just to make life a bit more comfortable, to afford those little extra activities, being able to go to that special show or even to save up for a special holiday. So how do we go about it when we don't want to put out a lot of money? Well, there are opportunities out there, and today's guest will be talking about an opportunity she found, a well-known one, and she's been able to make additional income for herself from her home. Avril Sellers, originally from Edinburgh in Scotland, has reinvented herself a few times. Her and her husband have moved countries twice, first going to South Africa, and now they are in Australia. So listen to Avril's story as she recounts changing countries and changing careers as well. Avril has also learned to gain assistance in promoting her business through networking opportunities and has flourished in her new home of Geelong in Australia. It is possible to have your own home-based business at a low startup cost. And here is Avril Sellers to tell us how. Hi, it's Anne Nelson. Welcome back to the Retire Well, Retire Happy podcast. I'm your host for today's show. And today my guest is Avril Sellers. And Avril has her own business and she works with a company that's well known around the world, Amway, and it's well known as the number one direct marketing company. Welcome, Avril.
Hi, Anne. Lovely to be with you.
It's great to have you on the show, and it's always interesting to talk to people that have made a business and they can work from home and work their own hours. But you've got a bit of an accent, haven't you, Avril?
Yes, that's right. I'm originally from Scotland, but I haven't lived there in many years. We actually lived in South Africa for over 20 years. That was from 1983 through to 2006, and that was when we came to Australia.
It's always interesting to meet people that have changed their country, and you've done it twice, very successfully, it seems.
Oh, well, yes, I think the younger you are, the easier it is. Perhaps a little knowledge is a dangerous thing, but no, we were just ready for a change. And yeah, we took the leap of faith and went to South Africa in 1983. And it was a wonderful life, a wonderful experience there. And that was where friends introduced me to the Amway business, which came in only late on in life, once South Africa had become more of a democratic situation there. They opened up about 1997, I think, and I joined the business in 2002. So I've been involved for quite a long time now.
Was it a difficult transition for you because you had in the past been in education, is that correct?
To a certain extent. Actually, I studied French and English, but I didn't actually go into teaching, having spent a year in France as part of my degree as an English assistant in a school. I very quickly realized that I really wasn't cut out to be a teacher. And so I actually ended up in the civil service and then later in local government service in Scotland. And my husband at that time was working as a dentist with his father. But then his dad died very suddenly in 1981. And that was when we became sort of unsettled. We wanted a change. We wanted to travel. And so eventually we ended up in South Africa.
South Africa. It must have been a massive change for you going from Scotland to South Africa.
Yes, it was certainly a culture shock. But I had a lot of relatives over there at that time. I had an uncle and aunt who had gone out after the Second World War, and quite a number of cousins. So I knew a little bit about the country, although I'd never been there. And, you know, talking on the phone with the relatives, they assured me that where we were going was going to be really a great place to be. And so it turned out. And they were also very helpful in getting us settled in there. So that was a great help. Of course, in South Africa, you have many different people of different cultural backgrounds and linguistic backgrounds. So to have people who are conversant with the different languages, you know, not just English, but languages like Afrikaans and Zulu and so on, that was very helpful to us when we were just trying to find our feet and make our way through all the bureaucracy and so on. So, yeah, we had a very a good introduction to a new country. And, yeah, we just made the best of it. We didn't ever have a family of our own. We didn't have children. So that was one less complication for us. It was just the two of us for quite a long time. And, yeah, we just made the best of everything, really, and a lot of luck, I guess, came into it as well.
It's interesting to hear you talk about the changes that you faced, but it must have been a big change for you going from being a public servant to a selling career, basically.
Oh, right, yeah. Well, actually, I had some experience with my husband. He began his career in South Africa working for someone else, but then he quickly realized that he'd really rather be working for himself. And so he started a dental practice from scratch in a very nice suburb of Durban. At that time it was the province of Natal. It's now KwaZulu-Natal on the east coast of South Africa. And so I helped him with that. I did all the kind of bookwork, sending out bills and so on to the patients, even doing a bit of chairside assisting and so on. So that was quite a learning experience for me. Yeah, I learned a lot through that. And yeah, just all part of your personal development, I suppose. And so I did that for quite a number of years. As I say, it was only really in 2002 that friends eventually convinced me to have a look at the Amway business. And I could see they weren't trying to coerce me into anything. And I thought, well, you know, what else am I going to have a go at? And so I thought, well, let's try it and see how we go. And we had great fun with it. I must say we traveled all over Southern Africa and met some wonderful people, and many of them I still keep in touch with. And it was just a wonderful experience.
And you've moved to Australia then in the next part of your life, and you've brought your business over as well?
That's right, yes. I'm still registered in the business in South Africa. I had a bit of a network there at the time I left. Really not sure exactly how it's going. I haven't really done very much hands-on work on that in the time that we've been in Australia. But I thought, well, let's continue, because I enjoyed the products. I love the products. They're very good quality. And I thought, well, you know, let's continue now that we're in Australia. And that has proved to be also a great experience. I think that the best thing actually was being introduced to a business networking organization called BNI, that's Business Networking International. And it's a worldwide organization. It encompasses many different professions and trades. And it's an organization a little bit like Rotary, where we meet every week. We get to know each other and we help each other grow our businesses through referrals. And so I found that has been a great, again, a personal development journey and a great place for picking up new clients. But I found it's a lot more than just that. It's really, having a network of people that you can rely on if you need particular services or advice, teaching. There's some wonderful teaching that's available through BNI. So that's been a great part of my journey in Australia.
Oh, that sounds absolutely marvellous that there is this networking organisation available to help small businesses. Does it provide training to its members, like by its members, or is there outside help?
Yes, it's mainly from within the resources of the organisation. Like a lot of these large networking groups, it originated in America, I think probably over 30 years ago, by a gentleman called Ivan Meisner. You can find a lot of his material on things like YouTube and so on. He calls himself the father of modern networking. I don't know if I would go that far, but he's certainly very good with his podcasts and his videos and so on. And a lot of it has been done a little bit by trial and error, I suppose, over the years. And they've hit on a very good formula for small business owners, basically. As I say, we meet every week. We follow a very rigid agenda. Each meeting takes only about 90 minutes. And we ask each other for referrals. We might be asking for a particular person that we'd like an introduction to. And we also thank each other for closed business, so that we recognize each other for just the help that we can give each other to help each other grow our businesses. I've never come across anything quite as effective as this organization. It really does get concrete results. The group that I happen to belong to at the moment, we're doing very well. In fact, in the last 12 months, we've passed almost $2 million in closed business amongst the members. Obviously, not everyone is earning the big money, but as they say, rising tide lifts all ships. And so even small fry like myself have really benefited from that. And I've learned such a lot. We do have a lot of very good education out of this type of organization. Mm.
Oh, I love that quote you gave. What is it? A rising tide lifts all ships.
Yes.
mm-hmm. Are you able to just give us an idea of what different types of businesses are represented in the organisation that you belong to?
Oh, right, yes. Oh, it's a very wide variety. And each group, I think in the greater Geelong area, we have about six groups, and of course many more in other parts of the country and in other parts of the world. But our particular group, we have several tradespeople, people like electrician, plumber, and so on. And we have a builder. We also have people involved in the financial services industry, a financial planner and so on, people in property, property sales and property management. Also, more on the professional side, we did have a lady who was doing remedial massage. She got a lot of business out of our group. I promote what I call health and wellness products. I promote more on the nutritional supplements and that kind of thing through the Amway business. But everyone knows that I also can supply a wide range of household products as well. What else do we have? Oh, we have people in recruitment, human resources, mortgage brokers. We have a lawyer and conveyancer. We've now just got a landscape gardener. I just, you name it, there's all the different interests and businesses that can be represented there. The big proviso is, though, with BNI, you can only have one representative from each business or type of business, although there may be subcategories. So, you know, you might have an accountant dealing with small business and then an accountant dealing with big business. So everyone has to stick to their own particular little niche. But we're also, the great thing with BNI is that we're encouraged to meet each other outside of the regular meetings. So there you can promote all of the other services and opportunities that you have to offer. I know they're not awfully keen on, if they know that I'm from Amway, they're not very keen on having me promote the business opportunity. I have to stick to simply the products that I have available. But outside of that, I can meet with people individually, and then I can, if they're interested, I can show them how the business opportunity actually works. And so it's just a wonderful concept, I must say. It really, for me, certainly it has worked very well. It's not for everyone, but BNI really is it's the best networking organization I've ever come across.
Right. Yeah. Is it a not-for-profit organization?
Well, it's structured almost like a franchise system where people, individuals can own a franchise for a particular district. In fact, a lady I know has just recently bought over the franchise for our particular district, which is Melbourne West and Geelong. And each of the members pays an annual subscription as well as a joining fee when you first join. And so I think proportions of that will go towards recompensing the owner of the franchise. And also there are what we call directors that look after the different groups, what we call chapters, different groups of BNI. And they also help to form new chapters. They help just the budding new chapters to get established and so on. And so the more successful they are, I think the more that they can earn out of it. I don't know the exact figures, but I know there is a certain financial recompense out of it.
Yeah. And getting back to your Amway business, it sounds as though it's been a great business for you to do in many countries, but is it an expensive thing to get into to start your own business?
Oh, gosh. Well, certainly currently it's really very reasonable to get involved. I think currently it'll cost you only about $99 at the most to get involved in the business. with network marketing, they very much want to be shown to be totally legitimate. You know, there's been a lot of stigma with some of these companies, you know, where people think they're pyramid schemes and all this kind of thing. So we keep it all very above board. And the only way that you can actually earn money in the direct marketing business is if you put the products, you know, you're actually selling products through your company. And so any money that's changing hands with the company, it has to be in the form of products. So your $99 really will go on your first sort of purchase of products to get started. You get a computer number with Amway, and that simply allows you to then log on to the website here, the Australian website, and then you can order your own products at wholesale. And there, again, you're not obliged to buy a certain amount of products each month. You might buy nothing in 1 month, and that's fine. So that was something that also attracted me to begin with, that you weren't having to, as they say, buy a warehouse full of products to get started. You simply buy what you need each month for your sales and for your own consumption. And each product has got points attached. And depending on the amount of points that you generate in a month, you actually get paid a certain amount of commission. And that then, as you grow your business and as you perhaps add people to your network, people who are attached to you, also doing the same thing, then you can be rewarded again with different leadership bonuses and that kind of thing. They also have trips overseas and all that sort of thing. So, certainly it's got a lot of scope for people that would like to develop and be rewarded, really, for their work.
Sounds like it's something that's sounds easy to do. Is it someone that of any age would be able to have a business like this?
Yes. I don't think there's any restriction, really. As I say, it's relatively cheap to get started in the business. There's really no risk. In fact, the company gives a 90-day money-back guarantee on all of their products. So if for any reason you don't like a product, might even be like a lipstick and you don't like the color, you can try it for 90 days, send it back to the company, and they will actually give you a full refund. So there's never any risk with it. As I say, you have no quota that you have to buy each month, so that's fine. Obviously, if you're not putting products through your business, of course, you're not going to earn anything. But I would say there's no limit, really, to age. You know, as long as you're over 18 and you're not behind bars or classed as incompetent, anyone could join this type of business. There are many, many of them out there. I just happen to love the Amway opportunity.
Well, thanks very much for sharing this with us today. It's a good story. Your personal journey where you had to reinvent yourself a few times and change countries, and with your career. And it's always interesting to talk to people that have created a business where they are able to work from home.
Yes, this is the beauty. It's very, very flexible. You can leave and go off traveling and not worry really about your business. I suppose it's only when you get to the very higher levels that you probably need to look at the tax implications, you know, perhaps have a good accountant and so forth. But at the moment, I'm not really in those higher echelons. So, a lot of people, it's just nice to, you know, be earning an extra maybe $500 a month or whatever. Even that sort of amount can make a big difference. If someone's trying to pay off, say, a loan on a car or a home, you know, that extra $500 might be very useful for them. As we get older too, we all have to look at how we're going to survive financially. Not everyone has been as lucky as I have with a good home, a wonderful husband, and really have been very lucky in our life. But I know that a lot of people are really looking for that bit of extra income that can just really save them from all the worries that that are so prevalent in today's life. Anyhow, yes. Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, well, thanks very much for sharing your story and your opportunity in direct marketing. And if anyone wanted to get in touch with you, Avril, how would they do that?
Oh, right. I'd be delighted, yeah. You can find me under my own name, Avril Sellers, on Facebook, or drop me a line. My email address is Sellars Avril, that's all one word, that's SellarsAvril at gmail.com. My mobile phone number is 0410-242-132. I'd be delighted to hear from anyone that, you know, just wants to have a chat. I'm not out to get you. I just get a kick out of helping people get what they want out of business or get good quality products at a reasonable price and products that are environmentally friendly, the products that are really cost effective. And if I can just chat with anyone and help them in any way I can, I'd really be delighted.
All right. Well, thanks very much for sharing your story and your business opportunity with us today. Thank you.
That's super. Thanks very much, Anne. All the best.
You have been listening to the podcast show of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson. For more information on the show's guests and being retirement ready, pop on over to my website, www.annnelson.com.au, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Until next time, be happy, stay healthy, and help somebody.